Ladies and gentlemen, let's make some noise.
Welcome to the Paranormal Show with Mr. G and Tash, taking you on a journey beyond the realm of life.
Broadcasting around the world. This is your number one internet radio station. Broadcasting around the world. This is your number one internet radio station.
ParanormalPlayground.co.uk.
So good evening and welcome to the show. I'm Mr. G and my sidekick here. That's Tash. And things haven't gone to plan tonight, have they? So we had to do a complete system restart after one, the cameras blew up. That's all I'm saying. Well, no one's fault. It wasn't Tash. It wasn't Tash. But anyway, we're back now.
Yeah.
And you have to excuse me, I've got a very, very sore throat. I know. I've got 1,001 things in the drawer next to me that you can't see at our home, so otherwise I wouldn't be talking. I got up this morning and on a scale of 1 to 100 it was probably about 90.
As good as that.
Yes. So you're actually quite lucky you can hear me tonight.
That bad?
Yeah.
Crikey.
You know. So, but we're all right at the moment.
Goes to prove that we cannot shut Mr. G up.
Oh God, no!
No matter how poor he is.
Take more than that. I'm even when I'm dead, I'm not going to be quiet.
You'll be rattling the coffee, won't you?
Damn right, I will. Yes, damn right, I will. So, talking of which, we're not here on Monday because it's Bank Holiday Monday, and we're taking the day off. I know it's naughty. So on the following Thursday, I think we'll do a show of songs and things not to play at a funeral. Mm-hmm. And I'll have some lined up so we can play them live.
Did you see that somebody recently had a funeral where she arranged her own flash mob?
No.
And three dancers came in and danced to Another One Bites the Dust.
Ah, brilliant.
Amazing. The music starts on. And they just strut down the aisle one by one. And
oh, that's brilliant.
Start really going
oh, well, I like that.
So, you can see initially there's a little bit of like, it's a funeral. Then people start joining in. It's brilliant. Yeah.
So what the problem is we have in this country, well, it's not a problem as such, but the way we look at death is it's morbid. Where you look at other countries where they celebrate the life off.
I was just about to say, yeah.
Yeah, so that's just the way we are. It's just upbringing, traditions and anything else that we've picked up along the way. So yes, my mother, when she's dead, she wants to be cremated and her ashes are going to be put into a rocket and they are going to be fired across the sea.
And I'm going to be asking my daughter to do the same for me, I think.
Yes, apparently, according to my mother, it's only £250 for the whole lot.
Sounds like a bargain.
So there you go.
She's going into space, eh?
Oh yeah. So, yeah, so that's my mother's plan.
Brilliant.
To go out with a bang. That's just my mother for you. That's, we'll say no more.
Want to meet her at some point, please.
I'm sure you will do it at some point.
She sounds as mad as a box of frogs.
She's awesome. As mad as a hatter. So, I'm coming from Stockport, which is the Hatters. Yep. We used to be very famous for making hats.
Did indeed.
Hence why Stockport County is known as the Hatters, in case people didn't realise that.
I don't actually know if I did know that.
Oh, yes, that's what they're known as the Hatters.
Not sure.
You do know.
Every day is a school day.
Oh, that's spooky, you saying that.
Why?
I was out with Donna, my wife, I know you know who Donna is, but they might not. And I said, she said something to me, and I went, oh, well, they didn't know that. And I went, every day is a school day.
I'm not going to lie, I say quite often.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
That's something I don't normally say.
I say it a lot because I learn things about my job that I didn't know after 4 years, literally every day.
Oh.
Yeah. Obviously, I'm incredibly good at my job.
Oh, obviously, yes. Do I learn anything about my job in the day? No. No, I've done all the courses, done all the safety stuff, done all the cosh.
Yeah.
Control of substances, hazardous to health, if you're wondering what it stands for.
Oh, no, I know. Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Gosh, yes. So.
No, we just work in one of those places where every day you go, oh, I've only been here doing this job for a year and I've only just learnt that.
That's fair enough. That's fair enough. So, Erod, mediumship.
Yeah.
So, who would like to be a medium? Would you like to be a medium yourself? Or would you not? Would you like to talk to the dead? Or would you not? Do you have a choice when you can and can't do it?
This is what I was going to say. Depends on whether you can switch it off or not.
A good medium can turn it off. A really, really good medium can turn it off. I could be a medium. I choose not to do it. But there's always that time, sometimes you let it slip and you tune in to what's around you. But once I've finished doing what I'm doing, I will turn it off. And once I leave that property, end.
It can be little things, you know. I'm sure we've all at some point been completely engrossed in something and totally become aware that somebody is looking at you. It's your sixth sense.
Oh, it is. It is. I was doing a course on mediumship, or how to contact your spirit guide, whichever way you like to look at it. And they said, are you hungry? And we went, no. So she said, next time you think you're hungry, see what happens. And the scenario was, someone said they were hungry, the next thing there was a crisp packet at the feet.
Okay.
Strange coincidence or not? Just ready for lunchtime. I'm thinking, oh, I'm ready for my lunch. I'm here waiting for lunch. And the next thing you see is a crisp packet on the floor. Is that coincidence?
So my question would be, did they subconsciously see the crisp packet that then made them go, oh, actually, I'm hungry?
Yes.
Yeah.
So was it a spirit guide giving them the point of it's time for lunch? Just a small scenario that it was used on this course.
Yeah.
So there's lots of different scenarios you could use. Feathers, people do believe feathers are another sign of loved ones coming into your life. As my daughter, she gets plenty of them. Someone's out there looking after her. If you believe in feathers.
If you live where I live, where there's lots of birds and lots of cats, there's always feathers in the garden.
That doesn't really count. Sorry, I thought someone was appearing at the door then. But no.
That wasn't weird. The door's right next to me. Don't do that.
Sorry. At least get out first. Or attack
get
first.
Past whatever that thing is there.
There's nothing there now. We're okay now. We're okay now. So, yeah. My mediumship skills could be second to none. I don't want to use them. It's my choice not to use them. My daughter, who at the age of three and a half, had a very good conversation in the garden with a little boy.
Mm.
He wasn't there.
Yep.
And she had a right argument with him because he wanted to play with her toys and she said no. So she told him no. So I was watching this from a distance. When I told my wife, she thought, like, freaked out, as you would. And she's picked up on a lot of other things as well, but she chooses not to do it now.
Yeah.
So whether she'll do it when she's older, I don't know. It's going to be one of them. It's, don't know. I don't think she will, personally. So,
that's a shame.
It is, but you never know.
Door,
do you? I don't think.
The door around the corner.
Yeah, I don't think she will. But we'll see. So, choosing to be a medium, but what is it? Is it just locking into your sixth sense and putting it into perspective? Yes, it is.
Oh, we've got so much of our brains we don't use.
Exactly.
We don't even know what part of our brains are for, really, do we?
What is it, about 22% of the brain that's used for something like that? It's something ridiculous like that, isn't it? So, it's an interesting one because you've obviously come across a lot of mediums in the past. They all work differently.
They do.
Some can be really, really good. I've worked with others that can be good on certain days, and other days they're actually terrible. I've worked with mediums that are actually terrible. I've worked with mediums who aren't mediums, who think they are mediums. And I think they believe them. I think they end up believing what they're saying because they've done it so often.
So I used to work with another group, and the medium there, she always seemed really nice and really good. And right. You know, you've got no qualms.
Yeah.
She always came out with interesting stuff. It always made sense. And then she reduced one of the crew members accidentally to tears. Absolutely. He was bawling. He had to leave the room. And it was because she said, I'm picking somebody up. They're connected to somebody in this room. She said they're brothers. Okay. They died at the same time.
Yeah.
In a car accident, but one wasn't in a car accident.
Okay.
Got very, very confused.
Yeah.
Carried on giving more information. And the crew member went, hold on a second. I know what you're on about. Got really, really upset and he had to leave the room. Ooh. Calmed himself down, came back.
Yeah.
Two brothers in a car accident. One of them wasn't wearing a seatbelt. One died in the car. One died out the car.
Right.
Because he was ejected. Yeah. And that's what she was picking up. And she was saying, you know, they were in a car, but one of them wasn't in the accident.
Right.
But they both died. She couldn't work it out. And it was because the one was thrown out. So as far as she was concerned, he wasn't part of the hit tree.
Right.
Oh, I've got shivers just thinking about it.
Interesting for very wrong reasons or right reasons. Absolutely. It depends which way you like to look at it.
I mean, he was absolutely devastated, but at the same time, she did give him a message from them as well. And he just said never experienced anything like that in his life. And that was the reason why he went on these ghost hunts.
Ah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was so creepy.
Oh, yes. I can imagine. Mm. So,
and it was completely out of the blue. They literally only knew each other's first names and didn't have any contact outside of the group. Literally met maybe like once every 3 months.
Yeah.
First name basis only. And then she comes out with that. And he was just then absolutely singing her praises.
Well, you would, wouldn't you?
Bloody hell, yeah.
So I have a habit of making sure a medium can't read me. I've not met one that can yet. So Liam was quite good. He got a couple of little things, but they were very minor. He still picked them up on them. He did well to pick up on the even on these little things. So
interesting.
But interesting. He can't read me. No, I've not met a medium who can read me yet.
Oh, I did have one of the mediums. So this was same group, but different medium.
Yeah.
So basically, prior to the actual investigation, there was a bit of like a fair and they were doing tarot cards and stuff like that. And there was loads of different people there. So I got there just after the fair, just before she was actually clearing up. And she stopped me and said, you need a reading. I know you want one. I know you've been wanting one for ages. And I was like, oh, actually, yeah, I've been
dying to ask. Yeah.
Yep. So then she said to me, so what's coming through more than anything, and this is why I needed to speak to you, is because you've got, it's somebody in particular that you want a message from, isn't there? And I said, yeah. She said, right, so I'm getting maternal. It's not your mum. Grandmother? I thought that's pretty easy, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
Not difficult.
It's sometimes we class it as cold reading.
Yep. And then she said to me, the answer to your question is yes. So much so you cannot believe. And I went, what? She went, the question that you always want the answer to from your gran.
Okay.
From your granny, she said, granny, because I call her granny. And she said, the answer is yes. Very, very much so.
Oh.
And I always worried that I was maybe like the little black sheep of the family. I did a lot of stupid things when I was younger.
Right.
So the thing that I always worried was, of all people, was my granny proud of me?
Okay.
And that was the question that I asked.
She could have
guessed that it was my grandmother and all the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
But that was very, very specific. And she said one more thing. She said, there's something that you say about your gran. She was like a mum to you.
Right.
And I said, those weren't the exact words, but they described the situation that happened at that time to a T.
That's good, that, because what I was going to say is, when mediums get a message, however they do it, because mediums receive messages in different ways, it's sometimes how they interpret it.
Yep.
So even though the message may be correct, the interpretation may not be.
Well, her interpretation was, I went home with my daughter when she was 4 weeks old.
Right.
It was over Christmas period and my gran was there.
Yeah.
And my daughter was suffering with colic at the time. So come 10 o'clock at night, she'd be oh God, just nonstop crying. Yeah, yeah. My gran would take her off me, shush her to sleep, and 15 minutes, hand her back. I couldn't do that. She could silence her so quickly.
Hand her when that happens.
The reason that she said that she would do that for me, because I was like, no, you need to sleep. She'd go, I'm an old lady. I can fall asleep in the chair. Nobody will question me.
Well, this is very true. Yeah.
So just for that, yeah, she did a lot of mum stuff for me. So, yeah.
That's interesting. There you go.
Sense, yeah.
So, yeah. So, paranormal mediumship, many different levels. So, not just someone who comes along to a ghost hunt and says, Billy's here, Fred's here, and Jane's here, and there's one downstairs as well, but I can't get the name and I can't see who they are. No, there's a lot more to it than that. So, very, very deep and a meaningful subject. I have a new book coming out, hopefully before Christmas, that's teaching you about ghost hunting. And the one after that is hopefully how to contact your spirit guide. Yes. So how to contact your spirit guide takes you through step by step, very, very simple. It treats you like, I'm going to use the word stupid.
Back to basics.
But really, no, beyond back to basics, it goes further and further. It is so simple. It's like, even like, just take that 10 minutes out of your day just to sit there and meditate. And it tells you how to meditate.
Yeah, but it's definitely a good way to get yourself in the right frame of mind.
Because
last when we went to Ashbourne, poor Liam was running around late, jumped in the car with me, and the last hour he was meditating in the car.
Yeah, if you can do it, it's brilliant. But it does teach you step by step. It's like taking hold of your hand and saying, this is what you do next. Mm. And we do that all the way to the very end. So that's actually written. I've just got to change the format. So,
just watch this space.
Just watch this space. And yes, indeed. If you want to have a look at my books so far, it's if you go on to Amazon and type in Matthew Grange, it will pull my books up for you. Oh, there you go. Didn't know that either, did you?
Can I do it now?
So, yeah, go try it now. Watch this now. Well, it's the same as everything else tonight. how to contact your spirit guide, go something, all hand-in-hand subjects. I'm also a qualified astrologer, which again I think is another side-by-side subject. It goes with everything. The one I can't get my head round is tarot cards. They confuse me.
I've been given tarot cards so many times.
Oh, I've got
the best of intentions, and then 5 minutes into the book, and
it just doesn't. I don't understand. They just don't sink in.
No.
So. Tarot cards confuse me. Liam, our medium, was good at tarot cards. So, he hasn't used them for a long time. And I know another lady, she's very good at tarot cards. The only problem she's got is that she's gives you the reading, and it's one-line reading. So it's straight to the point. End off. Move on. And it's all like, no, we need more. We want more.
I had my fortune told at the age of...
Never had mine done yet.
19.
Right.
She told me... So first of all, she told me that there was somebody in my family that had died at Christmas. She said she was getting a pain in her chest.
Okay.
Sensation of Christmas.
Yeah.
And she gave me a name as well. And you know when you're racking your brains and going, I don't know anybody called... Like, I know two people called Jim and James, but it's not going to be them because they work in the bar or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Turns out it was my mum's cousin, I think, died of a heart attack at Christmas.
Okay. So.
Also gave me a few different paths in life, three different paths. An ex-boyfriend, a possible future boyfriend, and then a path that she told me to take.
Okay.
She told me that I would meet an older man with strong Irish backgrounds.
Yeah.
He was older than me, and that we would go on a foreign holiday together. I met me bloke now. He's 14 years older.
Yeah.
He's got a very typical Irish surname.
Yeah.
He's one of six kids.
Typical Irish.
We went on holiday within a year of meeting each other.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm not having my fortune.
5 years for that to come round.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. Oh, so. And she told me that he would buy me jewellery, and every single birthday, Christmas, he would always... she told me it was silver. Buy me silver.
I always buy you silver jewellery.
Yeah, he hasn't done it for a bit, hint.
Yeah, so if you're listening, Mister.
Without he ain't going to be listening.
You never know.
No, he's with his mother. He'd much rather talk to his mum than
So he's not going to sit there at home and watch us live.
No, but literally, like, I get me fill of her at home. That's enough. Nobody wants that.
Well, there you go. You said that live on air.
I did.
So, yes, a very interesting night tonight, I think.
Mm.
We started off with quite a few mistakes. We talked about dolls, and then things just went badly wrong.
You mean like the bit where we've got to turn the mics off?
Yeah, there's that bit, and the cameras crashed, and those things just don't happen, do they?
That's fine.
But we're all right, we're all right. We live to tell the tale, but we've only got about 11 minutes left, anyhow.
So, oh, my God. Yeah, well, we have faffed around a lot.
Yes, we have. So, I want to just come back on to your competition, because it was you who came up with the competition. So we have a competition running, which Tash is going to tell you all about.
We do. We have 10 sets of tickets to go away to a event. Do we know where it is yet? I can't remember.
Warwick.
So Warwick event. If you would like to join the competition, then you will need to email us at studio. No, that's wrong. Get onto the website at www.paranormalplayground.co.uk. Go to the competition. Is it at the bottom of the page?
Yeah, on the very bottom of the page.
Down and click, and you need to be telling us things you can say at a ghost hunt and also in the bedroom. Closing day is the 4th of April, which is a week today, Thursday, and we will be announcing winners at the end of the show. So get your entries in.
Indeed. Well, I'm just going to waffle on.
Mm.
We've been sent a video.
Yeah, I saw that. I haven't watched it.
You want to have a watch while I'll waffle on about a couple of different little things that are coming up? So coming up, we're not here next Monday, but we are here next Thursday. I'm hoping to have all the footage from our Ashbourne investigation edited so we can go through that together. That's one. On the 26th of April, we launch our podcasts.
We do indeed.
So that's something else that is on the cards. Our podcast will be on Spotify, Google, Amazon, SoundCloud, iHeart, wherever you get your podcast from, basically. It should be on there. We have that coming up. We have the competition coming up. And don't forget, on the 8th of April, there is a solar eclipse.
Oh, when is it?
8th of April.
What moon?
And it's in the world, right across Britain.
What time of day, I mean?
I don't know. Daytime, because everything's going to go dark.
Our daytime or somebody else's daytime?
No, our daytime, from what I got told. So that's Monday the
8th. There's not been one since, I feel like I might have been about 19 last time.
I think the next one's going to be about 200 to 300 years away.
Yeah.
So from what I believe, I could be completely wrong there.
Remember driving down to Brighton? Especially to go watch the eclipse with a pair of welding goggles.
Oh, and there they go. My listening material on the way to work with the podcast.
Perfect.
There you go. You'll be able to hear us going on about whatever we need to go on about.
Hold on a second. What? You're watching a bloody film. What are you doing? How is he messaging us? He's at the cinema.
Well,
that's dedication for you.
It is dedication for you.
It's going to get you a special shout out, Grant.
Yes, thank you very much, Grant. There you go. There's lots and lots of things happening in the background.
That's weird. That little video, it's a bit weird.
Is it worth showing to the general public?
You need to have a look at it first, because it's just a bit strange.
I can do a little bit of magic. If I do that there, because I've not seen this video that's been sent to me.
Mm.
And we go scroll down to there like that.
Oh, he fancy.
Oh, I know. And we click on that there. So this is all by magic, this. So I've got a video which is just loading up now, and there's no explanation for it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do that like that, and then we're going to press play on the video and do that. This is what we use for our SLS. So I'm going to do that again for you.
Now, on the SLS, it tracks things we can't see with our own eye.
So, like the little stick menu you see there, is very, very odd. So I assume he's sat in his car there.
Yep, looks like he's in a car park.
Yeah, probably waiting for his daughter to come out of one of her clubs.
Yep.
And it shouldn't be tracking anything because there's nothing there to track.
No.
Yet. Which is really good. I'll just track this. There you go. That one I can accept. Could be tracking the building in the distance.
Yep. It's a bit odd, isn't it? Because it's so high.
Yeah.
The other one.
So that one we can accept, but that one I can't accept. So the second one, not the top one. So on your screen, you've got, you'll be able to see my cursor going around there like that one. That one I can accept to a degree, which could be just tracking the building. But this one here, there's nothing to track. Strange.
Ooh.
And it changes. So it's now got bigger. So if you look, so if I'm on your screen, where my cursor is, so there and there, there, there and there, yes, it could try and track in the building. I don't see why it should, but we're going to go with unexplained on that one.
Yeah.
When you come down to this bit here, there is nothing at all to track. There's no edges.
So just to give you an example, you will find in the SLS, and I've got a scratch post and a fold-down table, and it was trying to track those, so we moved them out of the way. Immediately it stopped.
Yeah.
So we were able to count that out. But it was actually trying to make a person out of a scratch post, because it was kind of going, I can see this point, I can see that point, and then the rest of it was
obviously it can't work it out. So. Yeah,
so it just kind of like, it failed.
Yeah, but that.
That's really weird.
So the top one I can accept. Put this one down here.
And he's sitting on the floor.
That one there.
Yeah.
It's really odd because there's nothing there to track.
But it does look like he's sitting on the floor at one point.
Yeah.
It's like he's getting up. That's why he's shaking.
So, because we're very truthful in the world of the paranormal, what's so loud?
He's saying that the music on the video is so loud that you can't hear me. That's probably not a bad thing.
No, there you go. what we can do, we will change that in a minute, and we'll get back to normal. That's because the system wasn't set up for that in the first place, so all we've got to do is turn that down a little bit like that. And it should just turn it down. Thank you very much for that point. So, what we would do now with that video is we would not put that down to the paranormal. We will put it down to unexplainable.
Yeah.
And what we probably would do, I'll probably download it and throw it into the archives. 10 years down the line, someone else will look at it and think, oh, I know what that was.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, it'll get stuck in the archives.
Mean, if Graham's got that on his phone, I pretty much guarantee that we'll be getting regular videos of that.
Yeah.
We'll see if it comes up again, eh?
Indeed. We use the same app. I don't know if Graham pays for his, but we don't pay for ours. Oh, we pay for ours. So we've got a little bit more to play with than what the free version is, but the Ghost Tube app is a damn good little app. So there you go. If you want one, that's what I would recommend.
I will be downloading that.
Yeah, there you go. If you ask me nicely, give me the login. And then you can have one. And then you can have the same as... what we have on our pads. Because when we use the SLS on a Ghost Hunt, we use our 7-inch digital pads.
We do indeed.
So you get a slightly different viewpoint. There's a few other things you can do as well.
You'll be completely obsessed with it.
And when you press record, once you pay for it, when you press record, it'll just keep recording for I think it's up to 60 minutes on one video.
That's really good, actually.
So, and then you just press record again. So, that really is an unknown to me. I can't get my head around what it tags onto. How are Stickmen created? What's it looking for? Now, that's a good question. Stickmen and the SLS, I can't remember the guy's name. He worked on Ghost Adventures, still does. He did a lot of their engineering work. And when he was asked how it worked, he went, I don't know, it just does. Whether he didn't want to give anything away, I don't know. But that's what he actually said. I don't know how it works, but yes, it does work. In theory, what it tries to do is it tries to track what we can't see with our own eyes. That's the easiest way to put it.
Basically. I think it would be interesting to... I don't suppose you've got the footage of my kitchen, have you?
I don't think I have, no.
Oh, that's a shame. We'll see if we can get that for you next time, because that will show you how it tracks things that are not there. Absolutely, definitely not there. And I still keep tripping.
So, in that case, can we trust something we can't explain? Well, you go to a ghost hunt, you can't see anything, and what do you pick up on? Spirits or something that's there, then trust it. That's entirely up to you.
It's like trusting your medium, isn't it?
Yeah. Some things you've just got to put down to faith.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, you can.
I don't think that's for us.
I don't know.
Might be.
Well, thank you anyhow. just because you can't see it, it doesn't mean it's not there. You've just got trust in what you believe in, or what sometimes is put in front of you.
Yeah.
Orbs. There you go. Picture of a nice orb, floating around, dancing around the floor. Turns out to be a bit of dust on two or three different wavelengths.
And bearing in mind, a lot of these places that we go to are so dusty.
Oh, yeah.
Even if they're cleaned really well, especially if you've got, like, the churches. There's so many bits in Ashford that you would just never, ever be able to clean because it's too high, it's too vast. So there will be bits everywhere.
Oh, trusting in a technology that is a physical item created to help you. Exactly, you've answered your own subject argument, haven't you? Created to help. It's entirely up to you what you believe, isn't it?
It's all about interpretation.
Yes.
I mean, there'll be some people that look at that and they'll go, it's absolute crap. I'm not going to lie, I was a little bit of a sceptic the first couple of times I saw it.
Yeah.
But then on watching it when we had our Graham... saying that he felt something was following him around, and he gets up, walks across the room, and you've got Graham the stick man, and then you've got a little man following him.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So
the one in my house, was you walked into the kitchen, and it looked as though there was somebody lying down in the cupboard units on the far end.
Yeah.
But when we turned around, you could see somebody lying across my floor, which is exactly the spot where somebody died.
There you go, you say. So I didn't know that detail, but I... No. When you hear me on the video, you'll say, oh, ignore that, ignore that, ignore that, ignore that.
And then I went,
oh, don't ignore that.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. So
at that point, I think you knew people had died, but you didn't. I think you knew one was in the bedroom. I don't know what I'd actually said about the kitchen. I hadn't given you the
full. No, he hadn't given me anything about the kitchen. No.
Yep. So we'll get that one for you, because that... Well, I feel like I should be a little bit spooked out by the fact that it's in my house, but I just felt really happy.
Well, yeah.
That actually there was something there.
Indeed. So, the question is, I know you're playing devil's advocate, but well, if my room's full of bots, that's my problem, not yours. Thank you very much for telling us. No, we can see who's there, who's live. The thing is, on something like that, you could go sit there next time, and if nothing happened.
Then you go out.
And then you think, hang on. I've got something there, and then something doesn't happen. And then he goes back again, and something doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know it was real.
Definitely.
So this is why we go back time and time and time again. So we get the same information, or we don't get the same information, we get something different.
Yeah.
So there you go.
So Grant just said there personally he loves voice recordings, because if he's in the room, you don't necessarily hear these things, but then you go back, it's like when we heard the little girl.
Yeah.
Where you heard the little girl going, yep. And it's sometimes it's really, really great because you're calling out and you're concentrating so hard on what's going on, missing stuff that's around, like, the back of you sort of
thing. Well, yeah.
It's like when you're driving and you're concentrating so hard on the road that you didn't notice there was somebody on the side waving at you. So easily done. You just tune everything out.
Yeah. So, well, no, anyone who wants to play Devil's Advocate, love them.
Yeah, we love it.
Feel free to. If you can hear me crunching, it's because I've got a very sore throat and I've got a sweet in my mouth.
We do it all the time between us, don't we? So we'll kind of
start
talking and you'll say one thing and straight away I'll go, well, hold on a second, on the flip side of that.
It could be something else, yeah. It's the way we learn. It's the way we gather evidence.
Absolutely.
And it's a way of sometimes debunking things. So there you go. That's life in our paranormal world.
Yeah.
And you might find some companies, some groups, etc. Oh, it always happens to us. We'll always get the information. We'll always get the evidence. What a load of rubbish. Doesn't happen that way.
Nah.
Yeah, in the real world.
Yeah, so we generally will go back, look at footage, and we'll go, nah, ignore it, it's nothing. Yeah, that's paranormal, or... don't know what it is. Let's put it down to unexplained and we'll try again at a later date.
Yeah, exactly. We went to Ashbourne last time. A lot of information came through. Mm-hmm. There's a 45-minute video on our on our YouTube channel. This time it's going to be about a 20-minute video, if we're lucky.
Yeah.
So it just shows you that we had a really, really quiet night.
We did indeed. But also, we didn't have as big a group, so we were literally... we only split into two groups, so normally we'd split into maybe three or four, so you do get a lot more going on, because you've got people in every room.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, that we might be in one room, but it could all be kicking off somewhere.
Exactly,
yeah.
Yeah. And if we do that, cameras. No, we don't. We normally have radios with us, so we can keep in touch.
Yep. Didn't need it this time. We were too wee.
Yes, there was only two little groups.
Yep.
But, I mean, I liked it in some respects, but... whether we did it wrong or right is don't know. Did we do it wrong?
It was a bit of a weird night, wasn't it, really?
It was, because we spent a lot of time in the bar.
Mm.
But we spent a lot of time in the bar and then got a lot of evidence.
But we also, it was all quite flat at the start, though, wasn't it?
Because it was very, very quiet.
One of the things was, we had two guests turn up. There should have been, was it another three more? And of the two that turned up, one was not
there should
very
have been,
well.
There should have been five guests,
yeah.
Plus five of us.
Yeah.
So
there was five of us and two guests. She was not very well at all, and he was incredibly stressed out on account of the fact that they'd broken down.
Yeah.
She wasn't very well, and he desperately needed to get fuel. So again, that's like real...
yeah, because...
no offence to them, but it doesn't create the energy that you need.
No, because... we were all sat in the bar waiting for the other two to three people to arrive, which they didn't. We gave them half an hour.
Mm.
But as soon as we started, no disrespect to them, but they started to know, where's the nearest petrol station?
Yeah.
How do I get back to Birmingham?
Yeah.
I thought, I don't know. We're not from Ashbourne, so...
and nothing against them, because obviously they've got their own stress.
Oh, I couldn't understand why.
Just down to the fact that we got in there and it felt really flat. We didn't have the energy.
Yeah.
Now, once they'd actually gone, because they decided to leave because she wasn't very well, it was just us five, and we get on really, really well. We all have a really good rapport. And I'll repeat something that I said last time as well, and that's when you go on a ghost hunt, go with somebody you trust. Because there is nothing worse than having an amazing night and then at the end of it go, oh, hold on a second, they're pushing that.
Yeah.
Or, hold on a second, I saw him kick something. Because I've had it before where we've had amazing stuff and then at the end of the night I've actually realised that somebody is faking things.
Well, it's like, I know we're well over time now, but hey-ho. We will be getting told to get out of the studios in a bit. But, there was banging or knocking sound coming from the bar whilst we were in it. Now, Liam was behind the bar. Your man was on the bar.
Yep.
And you've got Graham at one point in the door. You're sat on the steps with the SLS.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking around with various pieces of equipment and camera. Now, I know it wasn't me making that noise because I was on carpet. Liam was on the hard floor.
Yep.
There was a wooden bar.
Yep.
So all it would have taken is for Liam to move his foot and for the camera to pick up something that wasn't there.
Like a little hollow.
Yeah.
And it happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
I do remember asking Liam if it was him, only because he was moving around quite a lot.
Yeah, he was.
But he didn't confirm that it was him. He didn't. I don't even think he necessarily heard me. But I don't actually think he was necessarily aware of the bumps, because May could feel them through the bar.
Yes.
So there is a possibility. I'm not saying that Liam was doing this, but there is a possibility. He might have just been catching it with his toes.
Well, yeah, if he was, that's fine. But we won't jump to conclusions and say, oh, we got that. Wow.
Yeah, it sounded great, but we're leaving it as unexplained. And Grant's just put in the comments there as well. Can't trust someone in an investigation who doesn't try to dispel something.
Exactly.
Because what's the point in going, oh, I heard somebody go, oh, or I've just heard like a whooshing noise, when in actual fact somebody's wearing trousers that make a noise.
Exactly.
When they move, you can hear whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah. There's no point. No. I don't know one company that will not make something up.
I've actually been to a ghost hunt where, in the little introduction bit at the time, at the start, this guy turned around. It was really expensive tickets. It was not the site that we were promised.
Okay.
And he started off by saying, I've been doing this for 11 years and I've never seen a ghost, so you make up your own minds. I'm like, you absolute... Well, I won't be booking with you again. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Somebody in my group wanted to pinch him. Because we'd spent like over £200 collectively.
See?
So Grant's just said there, so when we do investigations and something that happens, the first thing that you think is, has someone done something? Can we discount it? Once you discount the possibilities, that you can then come back and go, can it be evidence? Which is why he's then said, as embarrassing as it is, if you fart, you need to confess.
Yeah.
You know, if your tummy is too rumbling. But the other thing is, so what if you fart? You're gonna hear a noise, squeak. Everybody's going to go, did you hear that? And then somebody's going to go, oh, I'm so sorry, that was me. And everybody will giggle and straight
up. Oh, yeah.
Energy's
up. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So it's all about building energy.
Yeah.
It's getting that rapport up with everybody else, and it's getting everybody else to trust everybody else.
Yeah.
If I didn't trust you, you wouldn't be on the team. There you go. It's as simple as that, because you've got to put trust into your fellow crew members.
Yep.
If you don't, you know, you're never, ever going to get anything. If you don't trust your medium, you're never going to get anything.
I'll be the first one to hold my hands up and say, I don't know if I believe in ghosts. So straight away, when we hear a noise, I'm like,
Maybe not.
Prove it to me. Let's go and do some investigation.
Yeah.
See if we can make it happen again.
Oh, you see... See, people get the other end of the stick of ghost hunting. They think something's going to happen because we are going ghost hunting. The fact is, no, we are going to find out or try and find out to investigate what it was, not what you think it is.
What is it Liam says? Is he says, I promise you nothing.
But that doesn't mean nothing will happen.
Yeah.
So he came up with that all himself, you know.
It's a really good one. I like it.
If you come on as... if something happens, brilliant. If it doesn't, hopefully you've had a good night anyhow.
Absolutely. And if you do come on an investigation with us, please, please, please make sure that you watch back any footage that Matthew puts up, because you'll find all the stuff that you missed out on the night.
Well,
you might have been in the room.
Going back onto Ashbourne.
Totally missed it, yeah.
A lot of stuff that's been missed has been picked up on camera, so...
Yeah, and it makes sense.
Or sometimes you'll have... You heard whistling.
Yeah.
No one else did.
No.
Liam heard it, says it, speaks to everybody who was there, and says, do you hear the whistling? Everybody just looks at him like he's lost his mind. And
as per usual.
Yeah, as per usual. And then on tape, guess what? We got the whistling.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show that just because he heard it and no one else did, camera picked it up, which was just... Look, can't say it's skill. Can't say it's skill because
I didn't catch my whistles.
No one caught your whistles. So there you go. I think that's about it for tonight, because we are running about 15 minutes over at the moment.
We are indeed.
So, Tash is going to tell you about the competition before we go. We need to try and blindfold with the spirit box. No, we just need to try and blindfold and leave someone in the cupboard and see what happens.
Works for me. okay. Right, so he's done that before, yeah, and it worked well.
There's a couple of other experiments we can do with blindfolds, and one of them is to leave you in a cupboard on your own.
Absolutely.
Because
I think you threatened to do that to me before, didn't you? And then
yes.
You didn't.
No, we never got around to it. Our plan was to leave you in the cellar.
Oh, yeah.
But it was too flooded at the time.
I think I had my big girl boots on as well. I would have been fine, you know.
Yeah. And basically is to put you in the cellar with no torch, no camera.
Yep.
And just to do, and leave the blindfold on. And leave you sat there in the chair. Sounds quite dark.
You're back in Ashbourne in a year, eh?
Yes, indeed. The idea is that it creates a false sense of security, because you end up believing that you're safe there, and then you start believing and seeing and hearing other things as well.
So he said blindfold and headphones on the one who has the spirit box. So everyone in another room is asking the questions,
yeah,
and the first person can't hear them shout out what they... Ah, so the first person just is shouting out,
yeah,
what's coming through on the spirit box.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
So, I'll tell you, there's a lot of different ones you can do.
If you've got any ideas on, different things that you've tried that have worked really well, drop us a line, studio@paranormalplayground.co.uk. Don't forget, we've got competition. We've got buy me a coffee if you want to give us a couple of quid so we can put it back in. Well, give it to charity or come on a ghost hunt with us.
Yes, indeed.
We've got 10 pairs of tickets that are going to be free. You can get onto that go onto the website, www.paranormalplayground.co.uk. At the bottom of the website, scroll down and click, and we want to know things you can say on a ghost hunt and also in the bedroom. But bear in mind, you must be over 18 to be able to attend our ghost hunts. They are adults only.
So there you go.
There you go.
You've been told.
Yeah.
So, Grant, there's many different ones we can do. Another one to do is leave someone in the haunted room and have a two-way radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And see what happens. And you can start asking questions while they're in the room and they give you the answers.
Yep.
So that's another one you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Leave them in there on their own without a radio and give them a camera and get them to say nothing.
Yep.
And see what is come back on the camera.
Or
the other one is to leave you in there on your own for 5 minutes or so with an EVP and see what happens on that. So lots of different things we can do.
I can tell you now, only one not even dark cupboard has frightened me. I was at a ghost since the light was still on.
Yeah.
We were being taken round and I got invited into a cupboard by the medium, who said, can you just tell me, because he actually thought when we were chatting outside I was one of the mediums.
Okay.
Which is a bit weird. And then we're all in there, lights are on, and he invited me into this cupboard and went, can you just tell me what you feel here? Well, I burst into tears, didn't I?
Oh, there you go.
I didn't like it.
No.
I was so embarrassed because the lights were on, it wasn't even dark, but that was Loughborough Courthouse. That was a strange place. We did some table tipping there.
Oh, okay.
In the courthouse. Absolutely fantastic.
There you go.
But that is also one of the places where we did table tipping elsewhere. And I swear to God, somebody had their thumbs under the table. And again,
doesn't surprise me. Doesn't surprise me. So
it was the organiser's mother.
Well, these people have got to make money because they're greedy. And they want, I'm going to say, they want the fame for being that ghost hunter.
The thing is,
but
that all that
they're not.
No, and all that happens is, you go to this experience, you go, oh my God, I've had an absolutely amazing time. You hype it all up because you think all this stuff's happened.
Yeah.
And then you potentially go back, maybe with a different group. Nothing happens because it was fake.
Yeah, indeed.
Or what you pick up doesn't seem anywhere near as good because it's genuine.
Companies and groups like ourselves, who are 100% truthful, what you see is real is one of our comments and slogans we use on our videos. Because if it's on a video, we've seen it, we've put it out there, it's up to you what you believe in it.
Yeah.
But we've seen something that we can't explain. So what you see is a real.
We'll give you the information, you make of it what you will.
Indeed. So Tash is going to go and close the show.
You ready?
Are we ready for Tash to close the show? Go on then, Tash.
So that's it for tonight's show. I really wish I'd have memorised this so I could stare at the camera while I do it. Before we go, please don't have nightmares. Sleep well tonight. Check before you go to sleep. Check under the beds, in the cupboards, because you never know what's waiting, lurking, and what may be visiting you at night.
You've been listening to Mr. G and Tash. Taking you on a journey beyond the realm of life.
Broadcasting around the world on the World Wide Web, this is your number one internet radio station.